Welcome to the reality and brutally honest truth about special needs planning. My name is Patrick Barbieri, the executive director of Lab Collaborative. And as always, with me, Trish Costa.
How is it going? It's going great today. I'm all positive. It's the holiday season.
Nice.
I'm loving our episode today. It's going to be a great podcast. All positive.
You're sitting in a different position. It's kind of weird.
I am. I don't know if I like it.
Throwing me way off.
Isn't it? Do you want to switch?
No. All right. I think I can.
Listen.
I can go with the flow.
We need to always go with the flow and adapt. That's what we do.
We do. That's true.
Right. It's good to be here.
So I don't even know. This must be like 9th or 10th podcast.
I think so. Uh-huh. I think it might be 10.
That's good.
Yeah.
Michael Wiener's podcast from last time. Getting a lot of hits, a lot of downloads.
Yeah, he was a super interesting guy.
He was great.
I learned a lot.
I was at the craft fair this weekend, and a parent came up to me, said that they actually got in touch with Michael, met with him.
That's what we wanted.
It was incredible. So. Yep. He's actually coming to, Parent Night, which is the same night as our holiday dance on December 21st.
Great.
So he'll be speaking to our parents. That's from 7 o'clock to about 8:15. So anybody that would like to come and hear Michael speak, please do that. And if you want, I actually just sent a memo out to the parents about it. But if you listen to his podcast first, going in there with that kind of knowledge, even if you don't understand it, some of the stuff that he was talking about,
yeah.
I mean, that was over my head.
It was mine, too. Yeah. That's why I could have had him come back like 3 or 4 times to sort of chunk down that information. But at least you kind of could take something from your own experience and go, okay, he mentioned this. Where do I go find that information?
Right.
That's why he was super helpful.
Right. So if you listen to the podcast, then you come, listen to Michael, and if you want to meet with him, you can set up a time and you'll get together. And, the family that just talked to me about it, they're going to come to that parent meeting. I said, if you can tell them about your experience, which I'm sure a lot of other families have the same experience, more families will do it. So
yeah.
That was a great one.
It was. He was very, just to say something again, he was very adamant about, every family is individual, and that's why he really spends so much time meeting with them individually, because everyone has a different sort of story, and really some their goals and the path that they choose is a little different. So I just found him, he'd be the guy I'd go to.
I spoke to him after, just for my own sister, some of the things, some questions that I had about the trust, and he was just send it to me, let me look at it, I'll get back to you, and because he was asking me questions that I just wasn't, I heard of the terms before, but I just didn't really know if that was in place or not.
Mm-hmm.
And, it took 10 minutes, sent it back. So
you've got to educate yourself with that. Yeah.
Absolutely. So all right. So let's get into today's episode. This kind of came quick, so thanks for the short notice. I appreciate that.
I love the topic today, though. Come on, right? It's near and dear to our lab community. It's like the best.
Anytime it's about a student, it's awesome. So let's get into it. So this is about Omar Masoud. And I guess I'm going to back up and tell an abridged version of the story of how we got to where we are today. Omar is a student who's been with us since middle school. He started at our Audison Middle School in Arlington, and he's at Lexington High School now. He'll be graduating in, I think, April.
Wow.
So it's tough to see him go. He's such a personality, such charisma, gets involved in everything that lab offers. If I see Paula's tweets that go out or anything about, the recreation, Omar's there. So they just, that family is great. They just, everything that lab offers, they have really soaked up and taken in. So, dad had called me. I can't remember. These timelines are going to be way off, but we'll just say 6 months ago. And they obviously had been thinking a lot about what Omar's going to do when he graduates.
Yep.
And Dad called. We talked on the phone. He might have mentioned it to some other lab folks, too, as well. But he, Omar, has a special interest in comics.
Mm-hmm.
When Omar used to come to school, he used to be dressed up, and he used to bring these, stuff in, whatever the movie,
books,
whatever his books.
Every day.
It was incredible.
Every day. I'm some character, and she's very cool. And I'm like, thank you very much. And she looks really good, and she's strong. And every day he points to her, and he's like, that's you, Miss Costa. I'm like, thank you.
So Dad, he's had this idea. He's a businessman, a very well-known entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was voted one of the top entrepreneurs of this part of the country. He's now going to possibly be considered for the national, which is amazing.
Wow.
So he had this idea that he wanted to open up a business. In the comics, what Omar's interests are, he wanted to do it close to where Lab was located because he wanted to have Omar still be part of the community. And he just talked about it in general. This was an idea. Then I think he called me maybe 2 months ago, said, I'm looking some space in Lexington Center. Next time he called, he says, I'm signing a lease on some stuff. It just moved really quick.
That's great.
And the next thing we know, we're sitting in the actual store right up the street from our high school. So I know that's a quick, we're going to talk a lot more about this, but that's what happened. And really what's going to happen is there's going to be a store. It's going to be called Omar's World of Comics and Hobbies. The names had changed a few times, so that's the latest. And we're going to have a work site there. Lab will be involved, and we'll talk a little bit about how that's going to happen. Just an unbelievable opportunity. I mean, the generosity of the Musoons is just incredible. We need to thank them a whole lot. So with that, we have two more people here with us that I would like to introduce. First is the head of our transition department, Kristen Daly. How are you doing, Kristen?
Great. How are you?
Yeah. I almost said Spinoza.
I heard and it.
I was thinking, what?
That's right. I wrote it down here in my notes. So. Kristen recently got married, changed her name, and for all staff, and so it takes a little while to get that.
She's a newlywed. So, that's
she
awesome.
Is, yeah.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
She's smiling.
Glad to be here.
She's busy. She's got a lot going on this year.
Yes.
All awesome opportunities.
That department's
lab
busy.
It's one way to say it. Absolutely.
And we also have the manager of the store, Sally Hoops. Welcome, Sally.
Hi. Thank you,
Sally.
Thank you very much for coming. Appreciate it.
Oh my god!
They're a little nervous.
I'm so awkward.
They're like, is this live?
We should have said it was live.
It's going out to millions of people right now.
Absolutely. So yeah. It's hard being on a pod. It's not easy. It's just,
No, when you record, you're like, what if I sound? Yeah,
absolutely.
Just do it.
It's just a conversation. So what we want to do is we're going to talk a little bit about the store, and Sally and Kristen have been getting together. The store is not open, but it's going to open shortly, and Sally has come on board and started to, we were just talking before the show, some of the roadblocks that she's had, and that's just part of being, in a business. So, Sally, I guess, just to, if we can start a little bit about talking, first I want to know, I know the story, but I think the audience would want to know how you actually came to getting the job, which was Mr. Masood had told me about you. He says, I have somebody in mind. And I said, okay.
It's the coolest story.
And I knew by a week later that was going to be in place.
Mm, right.
But you told me a little bit about your background, about where you were working before this. So if you can share with the audience a little bit about that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So I'll kind of start at the beginning. I'm from Maine. I graduated from the University of Maine with a degree in economics and worked in the business world for quite a while, at a bank for several years and then at a software company for several years, and really found that I wanted something with a little bit more passion in my life, and I didn't know quite what that was, so I left the business world a couple of years ago and have been working at a local restaurant, which is how I met the Masoods. They frequent the restaurant, and I got to know them very well over the last couple of years, and obviously, they told me a lot about what they were doing and how plans were progressing. And one day, Dr. Masood came in for lunch by himself, and I sat down to talk to him for a little while. And he said, we got this space where everyone's really excited. Things are moving forward, but we still don't have someone to kind of manage the process and guide it to opening fruition. And I said, well, I'd love to be involved any way that you would want me to be, and that turned very quickly into
hired. That's pretty cool, though.
And he, I remember him telling us before you were hired, he was looking for somebody who had a background in business, but also somebody who understood kids with special needs, and you obviously got to know Omar quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounded like you were the perfect match for this job.
It worked out really well, yeah. It's funny, and we all say, you know, these things happen for a reason, and it always feels
absolutely.
Like Omar is that reason. Everything
exactly,
that's
yeah.
that's been falling into place, it just seems to work out.
Yeah.
So
the store was leased, I can't even remember, a couple of months ago, maybe a month ago? How long has it been?
It's been probably 3 weeks since we got the keys.
Okay,
wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels long.
It's leased.
Yes.
And we actually
here
met
you go.
When it was first leased, he called us up and said, well, we meet in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen, you came, and you know, for me, that felt like, wow, it's really going to happen.
Absolutely.
This is, you know, you're looking at the shelves being put up, and just every detail that he talked about was just starting to come alive. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we first met you, Sally. We didn't know who the person would be. And although our relationship with you will be really close because our students will be working there. And I want to kind of get into that because I know you've had some
yep.
preliminary discussion about what's going to happen to that. So as far as, you know, the store being open, it comes in, there's obviously a plan, or you're talking to the Massouds about what the steps would be just to get the store ready.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking earlier about the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Massoud actually drew out what the sign would look like. And tell me, is he still have the same idea with, it's Omar.
It
is.
Picture, right, and it's he's kind of in a cape, kind of like
I
a
can
superhero.
Show
it
to you. Yeah, we had an artist draw up kind of Omar's face, but as a superhero, like Superman
yeah.
style, flying with a cape.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah.
And part of the sign will have the Down syndrome logo
it
or
will.
Sign, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Massoud, I should also, he has a big part in the Down syndrome Congress.
He does.
He actually got them space. They started up.
Hmm.
I forget, they started really small, and now it's a huge organization.
Mm-hmm. They'll actually be at the grand opening as well.
That's
wow.
great.
Yeah.
So as far as when we were in the store, you know, it was pretty empty. I mean, things were being cleared out. But what has changed since? Have you been there, Tristan, since?
I have,
okay.
yeah. Every time I've been back, something new has been there. It's awesome.
Oh.
Really? Oh,
is
yeah. Well, and the painters are there today,
yeah.
right?
The paint will be done today, and it looks amazing. It's all yellow and blue, the Down syndrome colors.
Cool.
That's great.
Yeah, it's very bright, and we want to make it a fun space for kids. So.
Right. So they'll sell comics, you know, items as far as clothing and
t-shirts, toys, games.
Games.
Mm-hmm.
Trish, I know you know a lot about the comic business. So, I have no idea. So
I love Wonder Woman. If there's any Wonder Woman on the shelf, I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to, like, I take the pictures and put them in my office because I look at Wonder Woman and I go, I can tackle anything in my day. No, it's definitely a very cool genre these days for young kids and old kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, older kids who love to really trade comics and get into them. So I think it's I just think it's very cool. You know, you can only go to Newbury Comics, I think, right now, and take a slice of that in their store.
Right.
But to have something in Lexington Center is just dynamite, and he's just so passionate about it, and
exactly.
you know, he's
yes.
just got this positive karma and vibe. You know, everyone likes to be around Omar.
Yes.
You know, so.
And that wasn't something that you knew about either, right? I assume, because Mr. Massoud would talk about
comic books.
Yeah, there wasn't.
No, you know, when I sat down with Dr. and Mrs. Massoud initially to talk about me being involved and managing the store, we were all aware that none of us really knew anything about comics.
Yeah.
That we would have to learn as we go, and Omar can certainly help us with that.
Yeah.
He knows everything about every comic, I think, ever written.
No, I need to sit down with them.
I should mention,
to
too, when I was over at Minuteman, we had a classroom, there were a few students that had a real interest in doing this that I think that we should get. We talked a little bit about it when I came over. But you may know the students a little bit more.
I do.
So.
In fact, number one, it would be a really great opportunity for them because, you know, they definitely are working, but they're in a shop over there called Digital and Visual Design. And much of what they work on is really they would like to be illustrators and and both of them have real potential to do that at the college level, mm-hmm. and they're like super into that world. You know, I mean, that's all they talk about. That's all they do. They make games. They do all kinds of things. So, I mean, it's definitely really a cool area to tap into. A lot of our students have great interest in that. These two particular that I'm thinking of could definitely, it would just be neat for them to be able to go and see that world and see how a business is run,
mm-hmm,
you know, as part of that genre. Because I think sometimes telling them, yes, you know, you need to go to college and you need to learn this, which is real daunting to them, but to really learn all the skills we try to teach all day about how to just be a worker and be in that environment, I just think would be.
And the students were very...
such a great step.
They were emphatic about having people be in the store.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there'll be things to do in there to keep them busy.
Yes.
But if we have, you know, our own students who are also familiar with this work, they'll be able to... The customers
just
coming in just have that discussion
exactly.
about what it is.
Yeah. And the peer stuff, too. I mean, that's just quite amazing, you know, just to kind of have, you know, Omar and working with other kids, and it keeps that peer kind of connection going around a common interest, which is amazing, you know?
Yep.
So,
Kristen, no special interest in comics?
Wonder Woman.
That we don't know about yet?
Kristen is Wonder
Woman.
Not
yet. No? But like I said, I got to sit down with Omar and see what's out there. I don't know tons about it, honestly.
Neither do I. I mean, they were popular when I was, you know, a teenager and stuff. People really bought the magazines, and they were new and went to the store, and it was a big thing.
Yeah, all of the adults that we've run into telling them about the store and what we're going to do said, well, are you going to have Archie comics? Because I love that one.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Then it became a TV series, cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's still on, too. Let's talk a little bit about once the store is up and running, you get it to the point where you can actually open the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's still a lot of work to do. And let's talk a little bit about labs involvement and what you've at least talked about at this time and how what will our students do there? How often will they do it? But Kristen and Sally have been getting together and just talking a little bit about that. But just, I know, you know, things are going to change, you know, week to week, month to month.
Mm-hmm.
But at least, you know, at the ground level, Kristen, what do you see our students doing? How often? Hours? What are the hours of the store? I think I want to...
So we haven't fully set on hours yet. 10 a.m. until probably 6 or 7 or 8 at night. Maybe 9 at night, depending on if we're having events in the store. Because we'll be hosting game nights and stuff like that, which might need to be later in the evening. So.
And I remember them talking about the weekends, too. Is it going to be open Saturday and Sunday,
7
too?
7 days a week.
7 days a week. Wow. Okay. Great.
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Kristen,
all right, so Sally and I met recently and talked about kind of how we can merge together. We're going to probably start a couple days a week as an internship in there. So we'll have, you know, a group of four students and an instructor in there. We are so lucky that it's so close. We have some site, you know, a site at the CVS very close, and even our students have walked by and, like, kind of poked around and seen what's going on, because it's something new.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that will, you know, continue to grow, too.
Right. So there'll be that 4-hour chunks, 5 hours?
Full day, I imagine full day. That's kind of what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We probably would, you know, start a couple days and then kind of grow, see how the need, you know, where the needs are and how we can help. I mean, things are going to evolve, and we can do more tasks, I'm sure, you know, maybe not right at the beginning, but then in a couple months, do some more.
Yeah, I think because we're also new to this business, too. We're still learning what is going to be needed what tasks will need to be done. We want to have as much involvement from the lab kids as possible. So
that's great. I think, you know, the myriad of sites that we have, Kristen, I think we're somewhat modeling the same kind of thing to do in the school. It's not really any different.
Yep, so, the key experience lists, I mean, will be, you know, similar to we can take inventory, we can stock shelves, you know, there's so much social interaction and, you know, soft skills surrounding that area that our kids can learn there.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, our students are omnipresent in Lexington Center. Morning, afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about it because I was coming in to Lexington High, and there was a group coming down from the center. So I was actually telling the teachers about the store. And some, like, oh, yeah, I heard about, where is it located? And they actually came down that street, but they came on the other side, so they wouldn't have seen it, and the sign's
mm-hmm.
not there.
Mm-hmm.
But they were talking about how their kids love comics. Oh, we'd love to go see it. And I said, okay. So we need to continue to let the lab community know when this opens.
Definitely.
You know, especially at Lexington, you know, where they're going up there quite a bit.
Yeah. So Kristen and I actually had talked about maybe doing a soft opening just for the lab kids, like
a
field trip style, maybe, you know, before we do the grand opening and everything.
That's a good idea.
Have them come in and see the store. And
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
When are you thinking that the grand opening for the store would be held?
We're not sure yet.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We want to open as soon as possible, just to get the doors open and maybe get a little bit of business before Christmas.
Right.
So I'm not sure if we'll do the grand opening before that happens, or we might do a bigger grand opening in the new year sometime in January, maybe.
So do you have inventory in now? Is it
no,
okay.
Not yet. So that's the kind of the next step where we're at with the store. We had to get a lot of licenses and a lot of things filed with the state and the town of Lexington before we can start ordering inventory, because those things are all required from the distribution company that we're working with. So. But we're there now, so that's good. And the next step is to order. So hopefully we can get inventory actually in the store within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. And you're going to have a huge influx of the high school students on half days.
Huge.
I mean, it's just, everybody goes up there for lunch. They
go
up after school. They
and Lexington's open campus, too.
Open campus.
Yeah, go during the day.
Okay.
It'd be enticing
so
to go in there, though, and play some games.
I know.
Where are they? They're at Omaha's.
Could have some angry teachers.
I should mention, too, that because Omar was, his classroom was located in Lexington Center, and he did go up town quite a bit, everybody knows him.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He's a personality.
Yes,
he goes
he
into the store. So that kind of attracts business, you know, to the store.
It does. I just think it's a really awesome for the community as a whole. It's such an inclusive, I mean, you know, what better way to kind of like, you know, it's like it's everybody has what's in common is the comics and going
absolutely.
In there. And I just think it's awesome. I can't wait for it to open. This time next year, you're going to know everything there is to know about comics.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, you should come to Minuteman and talk to them.
That's right.
So.
But that's a good idea, having the manager come
I really do. I think, like my wheels are spinning in terms
definitely.
Of like, what some
of
the trends are out there, you know,
I just
think for them to be able to go in there and just see, you know, like the business end of it is just so, it's like a great learning experience for all our students, you know, but
that's good.
I think
it's
we
exciting.
Have some Minuteman guys in particular in mind.
Brian Walsh probably already talked to you about that.
There's a couple of positions that still need to be filled and so I ask Bri, you know, I knew Minuteman has that cohort, and
right.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Good
so,
things.
Sally, as far as being a manager, I mean, you're really the one that's taken this and opened it, like, just, like, you own the business almost, so everything's kind of in your court. I mean, but everybody's working together, but...
Yes.
What are some of the barriers that you're struggling with right now? I know we talked about the sign, and that's going to be important, but what are the things that kind of come along that you just didn't realize?
So I have a background in business, but not in, you know, opening a retail space per se.
Sure.
And I like to think of myself as pretty innovative, if you will, and I don't mind changing directions and learning as I go is totally fine with me. I think what the problem has been, not necessarily a problem, but just a challenge for me, is there's not really like a guideline or a handbook on how to do this and the processes that you need to go to. We want to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Just figuring out what the right way is without kind of those guidelines and just, it's really just kind of trial and error in terms of, are you talking to the right person? Do you have the right form filled out? The form online is named something different than what people call it in the real world. Just, you know, putting those pieces together has been interesting for sure. I'm learning a ton, as well as the Massoons. Mm-hmm. They're very involved in every step of the way. So
right. That's good. I remember the Massoons also saying that you know, the first 6 months, they just want to see, okay, this is like the learning time for us just to kind of, you know, understand everything that's going on in the community and how to market it. Because look at, like, the online piece of these magazines. People must trade them online. So, so how do you manage that? I have no idea. We don't have to talk about that. But that's a big component of it. And I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, revenue that would come in through that way. Then you have the trendy stuff that comes along. And so how do you keep up to date with that? You talk about Wonder Woman, right? Because the movie came out, right? So
yeah,
that would
always loved Wonder
that,
Woman. Come on. Like, Linda Carter, come on. I'm old.
The old Wonder Woman.
I know, I'm old. It's like, hello.
But when the new one came out, it became a phenomenon, right?
Yeah.
So now
the movies are
back.
Huge.
It just reawakened that whole... Yeah, there's lots of, like, the comic kind of superhero kind of movies that's been a trend for a while. But always helps the sales of the comic book,
of course,
right?
Kristen, who's your favorite comic book hero?
Oh, gosh.
Don't say Wonder Woman.
Us women have to stick together, Kristen.
I
like
Captain
Wolverine.
America. Captain America.
Yeah, I
really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
It's really all.
Sally, who's yours?
I have to go with my Omar Given comic book hero, which is Gamora.
Who is that? I honestly don't know too much about it. Omar's really interesting. Like, he hangs around with you for a little bit. Like, I had him for Unified Theater, and he was great. And he gets to know your personality and your personality, and then he finds the superhero. And it's really kind of cool, because then when you read about the superhero, it's always like a description. You're like, thank you. Like, you know, and he's just really thoughtful about it. He puts a lot of time into that.
He does.
It's like, you know, what's your warrior animal? I have a superhero.
It's so funny. He's been talking about wanting to meet my dog and my boyfriend, and he doesn't know my boyfriend yet, so his superhero name is Doctor Strange.
Perfect.
That is perfect.
Fitting, yeah.
I was going to ask a question about Omar. You know, he's been in our program, and he's done so well in our transition department, and he's learned, you know, he's been out there doing soft skills. What is he most excited about with the store? Like, what does he want to do in it? What does he see himself in it?
Honestly, I think he's most excited about having his friends come be in the store and the kids from the lab program come. That's
so it's the social
all he talks about.
Yeah.
He's very excited about that.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Belmont store. I went over to Belmont High.
Yep.
So I go up to that. He was in the corner and he's counting the money.
Oh, really?
Right?
Nice.
And so I just said, hey, Omar, I went to the store and he is so excited. Mm-hmm. A big smile came across his face, and I kind of joke with him. I said, you'll be counting the money there, too. He says, oh, yeah. But it was just a perfect kind of, you know, because I think that, you know, that he has grown up so much.
Yeah,
he'll be so excited.
Yeah.
And the masseuse knowing that connection of still being involved with his classmates.
Yeah.
And I think he'll feel proud about that. You know, he'll welcome people into his store so much.
Yeah, I mean, that is
so,
the number one, right? The connection, the social, that really is in a community.
And we talk about our lab mission. You know, you mentioned inclusiveness, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, this is it.
No
question about it.
There's
independence, you know, being part of opening a business and being part of that, I mean, who else has that opportunity to do that in this environment?
Right.
With a manager who understands our kids and we can really work and build together. I mean, that to me is such, and it's educational, because we'll continue the, you know, the academics you need to learn. It's specific to whatever needs to be done in the store, but you're still learning, and that's the beauty of it. So, you know, when you see our student Sally there and working with them, you know, the strengths and weaknesses that they have. It'll be interesting to get your feedback about that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to... this is just a shout-out to how cool you are.
thank you.
Sally and I were, when we were talking about setting up the internship and what that would look like, and we were kind of trying to think of things that our students would be... experiences that our students would be able to participate in. Sally was like, so, I don't have a ton of, I don't have any formal training working with people with disabilities. And I was like, you know, I was like, it's to be able to, you know, Sally built a relationship with Omar naturally, right? In a natural setting. And that, you know, right there says you can do it all, right? So much of what we do is building relationships
The relationship.
Being able to, you know,
do it, and you did it completely unprompted on anything, you know, just simply natural, and I think that's huge. And then Sally's also going to come out Wednesday, right?
Yes.
And check out some other community sites that we have, so she can just see
our
students in action and you know, and our instructors in action,
yeah,
and kind of what that looks like.
That's great.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just naturally click with it. And if,
you dare not to love Omar, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Are there going to be other employees besides yourself?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
No, because they are not hired therapists. No, we want to obviously be open 7 days a week, and
right,
we'll be open, you know, from 10 maybe until 8 or 9 at night. So we'll have to have someone, one or two people working part-time. And we don't know who those people are yet, but...
So you are looking for somebody to work how many hours per week?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anything you can get
probably
on.
Probably a couple people, right?
Yeah, I think probably two people,
yeah,
is
two
what
people
we've talked about
okay
within the Sudes. So how many hours, I'm not sure. I think maybe it depends on the people that we find, too, if people have interest in it and they want to work certain hours, we
right
can maybe
right
work around that and then find someone else to fill in the rest of the gaps. So.
Right. Yeah, because the weekend hours would be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to picture how that would look. Because we had some of our students could go there to do their internship who were independent just to go to Lexington Center.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that'd be good.
Right.
And
on
we also
weekends
have a lot of
weekends,
students.
Yeah, yeah.
We have, you know, student community members, students, you know, students that live in Lexington that could walk to work on a
right
on a Saturday or
yeah
a Sunday if
yeah
they were, you know,
absolutely
one of the paid guys.
Because we have the, you know, the holidays, the long weekends.
Yeah.
But many of our sites over the years, our students have gone and just worked April vacation or,
mm-hmm,
you know, so
over the summer.
That's something that should happen. I mean, that's not a reason to not work.
Right.
They can still go to work. They can still do, you know. So, yeah, lots to talk about. Now this starts to come in, you think, well, 7 days a week, a lot to keep that store going.
Yeah, it's a lot.
They're long
hours,
too.
Right,
yeah.
365 days a year. You know, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it's a business.
Not
trying
to
be
nervous,
right? That's the other side of it.
The
know
life of a retail...
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Weekends are very important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so you're looking for a few more employees. You'll have the lab students there.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds great, and it's conceptually, you know, there's going to be issues. There's going to be things that just happen, right? And that's part of what learning... But being able to go through it, like, I'm excited to hear what those are. But be part of the solution.
Right.
You know, we were just getting back to the sign piece.
Yep.
You know, we're talking about how to get that up and running.
Yeah.
And you know, dealing with, you know, the Lexington people, the historical committee. How do we all work together,
mm-hmm,
on getting those things done? So I think solving those problems will be a lot of fun. That's part of the learning experience.
Definitely.
Right? So if it doesn't fail in some ways, you know, that's how you're going to grow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know, especially when you say, like, 6 months ago, it started just as an idea.
Yeah,
or, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So
yeah,
here we are.
And the students have been
you know
considering this for several years,
yep,
you know, just in the back of their mind, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's come together really
I think
quickly.
That's great. Yeah.
So let's look, you know, a year down the road, 2 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have to have a vision with something that you're building. And you could, you know, imagine what it would look like at that time. Do you have any sense? Have you got to that point where you just sat back and said, okay, 2 years from now, this is what I see the store looking like?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, a year or two down the road, the goal is to have it be a real community focal point and a place where kids are excited to go and hang out. We want
yeah
it to be a place where people can go be social and make friends and play games, not just for lab kids too, but just in our conversations with other people who either are or have kids or family members that are really into the comic book world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times that comes with a personality, if you will, that maybe isn't very comfortable in social settings or
good point
making friends. So people are excited about having their kids have somewhere to go to play games instead of playing them home alone on the computer,
right,
where they can
mm-hmm
be around other kids and
That's a good point.
Grow their own skills as well. So I think that's really the what we would consider the store being a success if that were the case in the next couple of years. So.
Okay. I was just thinking of a story that about a year ago, Kristen and I and a few other vocational counselors went out to Lowell to a store. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And we went to visit a store. It was run by Tilt. And it was, what was it? How would you describe the store? It was food.
Yeah,
it was
a coffee shop and with like breakfasty. But they also actually did lunch, I think.
Yeah.
Open breakfast, lunch. They also sold retail, like clothes and jewelry and things like that.
And
but
they
all
built
like
that, they
locally.
Built their own stuff too.
Yeah.
So that was probably about a year ago, and I remember us talking afterwards, and us, you know, said we had something, our own store, right, that we could run where our students can work in. You know, it was a totally different type of store. But our vision in lab was always to someday do that. You know, it didn't matter what it was.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really neat thing that they were doing because the students were building a lot of the items that they were selling in the store. Then they would sell lunch. And the store, it was a storefront similar to how Omar's is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like in a back place where people couldn't see. It was right out in the front. And now that reality for your department and the transition department has come to life. And
I know.
It adds a lot of inspiration. You know, we've always had work sites, and we've lost some, we've gained some. Things have changed in the world of vocational training and how you do things. So
yes. We've
had a change with it. So our discussions over the, you know, over the years is, you know, if we ever had a business. And so now, hey, you come as the department head now. I mean, you're new in the role, and this opportunity comes up. So it's got to be...
It's like a dream come true. I said that to Miss Dr. or Mrs. Masood, I don't remember who, but it's just something that literally never happens in the real world.
I'm sure.
It's such a wonderful opportunity.
And Kristen's also... have got a house in Lexington, too.
Yes.
And it's on 14 Woodland Ave. So these two opportunities come up all at once. So just a week ago, we're in this house on cleaning and
we're like transforming Lexington.
It's unbelievable, right? You have this house where you're going to have students from, you know, going to track and going there every day. And you know, again, we have this concept. We have this vision once we got the house. And what's happened now is we've run into a few problems.
Yeah.
Right?
Naturally.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing that we were cleaning the house, 20 bags, getting rid of junk and cleaning it. It was so much fun. And we're thinking, okay, we're coming in here on the first week of December. Everything was just moving ahead. And all of a sudden, you hit a few roadblocks. Nothing that's going to... The house is still ours. We're still moving forward.
Right.
But there's some access issues, right?
Yeah.
But as part of the symbol of the business, I think about all of this, you know, coming together because, you know, we've always wanted to try to build opportunities for students where they're out in the most inclusive settings. And, you know, the house has many, you know, things to it that's going to give to students and families learning how to live independently. What an opportunity with lab staff to actually teach that. Then when they post 22, they can actually live on their own. Then you go over to Omar's right down the street, walking distance 5 minutes, maybe 10. And now you have the same part of our philosophy, independence, work. And those two together, I mean, you know, it is a dream come true. I think you know, now, but we're in it, we're working it, we're trying to make it happen. But the reason I say that is because of the problems that we hit all the time. And we've always... We're in public schools, again, the most inclusive settings, and that's the best for our students, but we always run into problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to work them out because there's people who have to understand our kids, what lab is doing, what our mission is, and those things just come up. It's a natural... I don't think that'll ever go away, that those problems won't exist.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, I think that's what we teach all day to our students, too, is, like, things are a process. You know,
yes,
there
absolutely.
Are obstacles,
yeah.
And here are the strategies. I mean, like, I suppose we have to live it if we preach it every day, because that is what it's like, you know?
Right.
I mean, I think we'll move through them. We've already moved through quite a bit,
because
we're sitting at this point, so...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little about social media. Is there any discussion about, I know Ms. Musu talked about a web page. Is that being developed?
We're going to have it all,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
A web, our own dedicated website where hopefully eventually we can also do sales online.
Right, right.
We'll have a Facebook page.
Great.
We'll have Twitter.
Yeah, that's great.
All
that's
the
great.
Things the kids are using these days.
Snapchat.
Yeah.
Instagram.
I was going to say
Instagram, yeah.
You know, you go back, I don't know if it's Snapchat or Instagram, I was just speaking to somebody, but they sell jewelry. You know, they buy it and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it all via Instagram.
Oh,
oh wow.
That was something
I believe
that.
I believe that.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I didn't realize that was
it's
a way
huge...
to... Right, so all these ways of doing business in a different way, especially with comics, because the actual magazines probably are traded and sold and bought online. So...
Yeah.
The vintage ones do,
vintage, right.
For sure.
Yeah.
I gotta dig out my old stuff.
You gotta bring them into Omar's. They'll tell you.
We'll get a really good assessment for you on how much they're worth.
Yeah.
A great deal.
Yeah. So I don't know if I have a comp. I have records. I have so many records on vinyl. Vinyl's coming back too, Trish.
Yeah, well, not a lot of people are like, records? What's that?
Yeah,
now,
vinyl
is back. It's very
vinyl's
vintage.
Back,
it's cool. Vintage is good. It's cool.
You can
cool.
buy Taylor Swift on vinyl now.
You can.
That's
yes.
amazing.
But it's not the crackly vinyl, but that's definitely...
I still have a turntable and speakers.
I do too.
And when it started coming back, I just thought that was amazing.
Maybe you can come DJ
that...
an event for us at the store.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
You can take out your guitar, Pat.
I got my Les Paul.
Oh, yes.
And Trish can
sing. You can sing the theme to Wonder Woman or Superman.
Now
I'll
do Batman.
Batman.
We didn't ask you who's your favorite superhero.
Batman.
Oh yeah,
Batman.
Yeah.
All right.
So when the movie first came out, I think it was late '80s, like 1988, and what I remember at that time, because I grew up and every kids my age, we watched Batman. He was the guy.
I liked
right?
Batman too.
And the show was a hit. So the '80s, late '80s, all of a sudden the movie comes up. It was Michael Keaton who was played Batman, which was kind of a weird. You know, I pictured him as Beetlejuice.
Right.
And he's all of a sudden that. So when that came out, what I remember most about it was the T-shirts and the items being sold for that. That was the first thing I did. I got a Batman shirt.
Of course.
It was amazing. And that happens all the time now.
Yeah, no, I have a Wonder Woman mug. If I could find a T-shirt, maybe at Omar's, I'd get that. Batman's cool.
But we have the what is different is the whole social media piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just people, marketing, people knowing where you are, how it's located. People can find it pretty quickly if they're savvy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook page and. And we have a Facebook page, and I find that to be, at least for our graduates, our alumni, they like to go to that page because they're following what the lab community does.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that'll be one connection to the store.
Yeah.
And our families, I think getting it out to our families is really important because the people that I've talked to, the parents, hearing about both about the house and Omar's business, are just blown away. They're
really?
Just like, this is incredible. And for some, I don't think they can get their arms around it. What do you mean you open up a store?
That's what you said. It's like, what?
Yeah, right.
Unimaginable.
A lot of them know Omar, so they get it, but make that connection to the store. So we really have to get it out to our community, because our community isn't just Lexington, it's not just Arlington. It's 70 communities that our students come from. So it really goes out to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, there's got to be some. I had a parent night that I spoke at about a month ago, and I talked about it, and everybody was just there, nodding their heads like, wow. And to have, maybe a day where our lab parents are able to go and just kind of see it would be phenomenal. So, Kristen, that's on you to schedule all that stuff.
Got it.
Told you, Wonder Woman.
Sounds like we're going to be busy.
Wonder Woman.
Maybe she'll be my favorite.
She's
going to
be.
I'm
going to get her one. Now, after this conversation, I'm bringing it into work. It's going to hang in her office.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
Yeah.
So, Sal, what are the things about the store, you know, do you think that that people should know about? It's right out of Lexington Center. I mean, if you walk the lights right there, it's what's the address of it? Do you know?
30 Waltham Street.
30 Waltham Street.
Yes.
And what's around? I know that the tavern used to be there. There's a.
It's right across from the Upper Crest.
Upper Crest, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. Again, people will see it from there. So
yeah.
It's like on a main road. So, you know, when Omar's sign's out there, you can't help but see it, because even if, when you're at the lights and all the cars backed up at the lights,
right? Mm-hmm.
People
stop right there.
You have to stop there before you get on Mass Ave.
Right.
Yeah.
What about food? Is there going to be?
We'll have snacks and drinks. Yeah, just sodas, like chips and candy and ice cream.
That's the place to be.
we'll have some healthy items as well.
No coffee?
Coffee? You know, there's a question.
I know somebody who can sell you coffee and roast it.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
He's quite passionate. We actually may need a special permit for the coffee. There's a whole thing with the coffee. We want to have coffee there, but we're not sure yet if we have to have... there's some type of rule that if you have a coffee machine, you have to have a sink in the store, which
we
don't
throw in the obstacles there. Can we have coffee?
Just an idea.
No.
Just an idea.
And we also learned today that we may have to have, so we will most likely have to have a permit to sell candy and chips and stuff, but that you have to have another special permit if you're selling any dairy products. So if we're going to have ice cream, we have to have a different...
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Again, those are the things you learn as you go, right?
You
and you're like,
never
maybe
think of something like that.
Right. And if it doesn't go over and no one's really getting into that aspect of it, then that's one less thing you have to provide. But you're right. Like, you have to see what your population is and the demographics of who's coming in there and what they want. And yeah, that's fun. That's exciting.
And the other part, too, we talked about a little bit when we were at the store, is that you'll have neighbors, and there's the lawyers next door, like I said, the tavern. I think the tavern's gone out of business, but something else is going to go in there.
I'm sure.
It turns over every few years.
There's a hair salon. Isn't there a hair salon? The Capoli?
There's a hair salon across the street. There's like a foot salon on the corner of the street that we're on.
Right.
There's an ice cream store on the opposite corner.
Couple coffee shops.
So it's a very busy.
Yeah,
it's great. It's like way in the front of everything. That's great.
That's perfect.
I think they're working together, obviously, because you know your neighbors are an important impact on what you do.
Yes.
So I think it's being good neighbors, and you know it'll be such a different type of business that they'll be next to, and does it help their business? Does it bring more people in? Whatever, you know, because I could see a lot of the kids hanging out outside too.
In the summer, hopefully we can. There's the building's shaped a little bit weirdly. There's like a little inlet where we might set up some tables and chairs in the summer.
Wow.
So people can hang out outside and read or play.
Did you get the, I know they were talking about how you would shovel the walkway outside, because you're responsible for that, right?
Allegedly.
So interesting to me.
You know, we're just moving past each roadblock as it's directly in front of us, so I'm sure we'll get there when
it's
snows.
Way to do it.
Not sure on that one yet.
Yeah, you never. We were thinking about this for the house, you know.
Yeah.
Who's gonna shovel it? So our first thought was we would. Okay, wait a minute. 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that runs into some.
Get in there. Yeah. You know, we want to make sure that we have lofty goals, but not to the extent where we would do it. But you know, I could see myself out there with a shovel or snowblower. But things you just don't think about that come around.
Right.
I think that's also the fun part about it. I think I asked all the questions that I want to ask. Is there anything else that I haven't asked about the business that you think that people want to know? I would love to do originally we're going to do this inside the store.
I think we should do another one inside the store.
Right.
Yeah,
live,
absolutely.
With kids around. Because people can be around. Just some of the sports shows. They'll be in the background in a mall where people are around.
Yeah.
I think the excitement of
that would be cool.
You know, live event.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Yeah.
Even to the point that there are some people involved, like the Down Syndrome Congress people.
Mm-hmm.
I think having them be involved and being you know, telling people about what this possibility is. Look what's happening here. A student with Down syndrome is running a business, you know, of course, with all his supports, and but it's all centered around him. It would be great to have people like that involved.
Mm-hmm.
But we could do it, you know. That's why I wanted to have some of it. We haven't done one on location yet, Trish. Yeah.
On location.
We wanted to do it on location, too, but the painters were...
That's fine. We like second podcasts. We'd love to do that.
There's a few
of them we've been wanting to do a second one on, but this we should definitely do that.
Yeah,
I'd love to get in the store.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll walk by it pretty much every
day. It's hard to miss now
with
the bright yellow in there.
I can't wait to see the colors.
Yeah. Exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really is.
Well, Sally, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks for having me.
Coming
thank you,
in.
Sally.
It's been great getting to know you, and there's just a lot more work to do. But, you know, by everything, just meeting with you, you just have the right persona for it and energy. And it's going to be inspiring for a lot of people. So, Kristen, thank you very much for coming.
Wonder Woman,
thank you.
Thank you.
Get that
thanks,
poster.
Kristen. It will be there.
Look forward to it.
Trish, thank you very much.
As usual, Pat, it was fun.
Thanks,
I always
Trish.
Learn. I'm so excited about this store. Everyone is, so, yeah.
I'm there, even though we're not open, I'm there pretty much every day at this point, so feel free to stop by whenever you want. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.